can't find High Pitch or Slade listed among these names, Mandry.
No, I noticed that, Nada. However, they're only hirelings, small cogs in a vast machine.
How about the man who phoned the garage and asked for High Pitch?
There was authority back of that voice. I'd know it if I ever heard it again.
Whoever he was, he must know you were pretending to be High Pitch.
Oh, of course. He hung up instantly when I couldn't give the answering password. But we have both passwords now. The great plan and the day is near.
That makes me shiver, Mandrake. The great plan. The plan of destruction nationwide.
And the day is near, meaning their plans are almost perfected. And they're getting ready to strike.
Oh, there must be some way we can prevent this, Mandrake.
The map in this red book is what interests me most, Nada.
These names must mean something.
Yes. I believe they're the names of the men in charge of production at the munitions plant.
Not traitors, Mandrake?
Oh, no, far from it. These are the men who keep the defense wheels turning. They may be marked for death first.
But why are these three names marked with the Red Cross?
Let's see. I think I can find the answer to that one on this map, too. See here where I have my finger?
Yes.
There's a Red Cross. Here's another one here and one here. Now, those three crosses mark the spots where munitions plants once stood.
You mean they've been blown up?
They blew up. The cause has never been fixed. The plant managers were killed.
Horrible.
Now, these other circles all over the map are in blue. Points marked for destruction later on. Now, I see this one section marked off with a faint purple square?
Yes, I see it.
Now, that's a desolate section of the mountains. The point toward which I think High Pitch is driving this van now.
You really think there's a secret airplane base there?
Well, you heard that report over the radio, Nada. Giant bombers start across the Atlantic. They disappear, never to be heard from again. Now, they could turn south along the coast, fly inland, and reach a mountain hideout.
I know what you're saying, Mr. Mandry, but it couldn't be.
What?
It couldn't be, I tell you.
My Tommy.
I couldn't help hearing what you were saying.
Tommy, we weren't saying anything we didn't want you to hear.
My dad was a pilot. He was flying one of those bombers across the Atlantic.
I know. You told me, Tommy.
My dad was killed doing his duty. I know he was.
Tommy, please.
Gosh, if you knew my dad, Mr. Mandrake, you'd know he couldn't do anything like that. He couldn't.
Well, Tommy, Mandrake didn't mean that your daddy was a traitor.
Yes, he did. He said
Tommy, I'm sure your father was as brave and honorable as his son.
Master, loaf, I think. What matter, Tommy? Oh, I mean, Mr. Turk.
Nothing, Lothar. I'm all right. I guess I'm what you call a sissy baby. I think I'll go lie down at the back of the truck.
What matter, Mr. Turk? Who hurt him feelings?
I did, Lothar. Quite unintentionally. Tommy's father was a pilot on one of those missing bombers, and, well, he thought I was accusing his father of being a traitor.
Hendrick, you don't think...
No. No, I'm sure Tommy's father was killed. Ah, poor boy. Probably nourishes a hope that his father is still alive.
Mandrake, if we're driving straight into the enemy's camp, we'll all be discovered as soon as High Pitch opens the van door.
Lothar discover something.
What, Lothar?
Lothar wonder why air stays so good after a long time in closed van.
By George, you're right, Lothar. I never thought of it, but the air is clear in here.
Come up front, Master. Lothar, show you something.
Sit here in the coupe while I go with Lothar, Nada.
All right, Mandrake.
Master.
Hmm?
Lothar, I've been listening with ear to hole. Lothar hears saying. You listen. You hear. Put ear to small hole, Master.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain.
You hear, Master?
Yes. He still doesn't suspect there's anybody in this van but Nada. We've stopped. And the motor stalled.
Try listen again, Master.
Hey, what's the idea of jumping out of the bushes that way?
Scared you, didn't I? I like to scare people.
Yeah? You sound wacky.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. That's what they call me, wacky. Only name I've got, but I don't mind.
Does your keeper know you're loose, wacky?
Oh, yes. They let me go any place I like to go as long as I don't try to pass the guards. They shoot you if you try to pass the guards.
But look, take your foot off my running board.
You won't give me a lift? Not give poor Wacky a lift?
See the sign? No riders.
But everybody going in lets me ride. It's only going out they won't let me ride. But maybe you're going the wrong direction.
I'm going in the right direction. Take your foot off the running board.
They won't let you through the tunnel in the mountain without the password.
What password?
Anybody using this road would know the password. They shoot you if you haven't got it.
Hey, I don't think you're as wacky as you sound.
I know the password.
Yeah? Well, I'll try one out on you. The great plan.
The great plan. That's it.
Yeah? Well, what's the answer to it? Make it snappy before I let you have it.
No, don't you, wacky. He never hurt nobody.
Come on. The password. Make it snappy.
The day is near.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Hop up here.
You're very kind to wacky.
Yeah, you're a smooth one. Neat way of checking up on this road. The big boss don't overlook a bet. High pitch is what they call me, wacky. And I got a passenger back there in the van. Good-looking filly, too. Bring her up here for the rest cure. You know what I mean. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain.
Hold on. Slip back. No matter what we found out, I don't think we're far from that tunnel in the mountain. It looks as though we're going to find out what's on the other end of it.
Box number 2, inner tunnel entrance, holding van with high pitch and wacky. Your orders, Dr. Carvas.
Keep that van on the cover. Assign it to one of the rock galleries.
Yes, sir.
Send high pitch to me at once. Come in.
Hello, boss. Never expected to find you up here. I brought you a surprise. Got it in my van. What's the matter, boss? What you doing with that gun in your hand?
I'm trying to make up my mind, High Pitch. Whether to shoot you or chain you in one of the rock galleries.
But, boss...
Dr. Carvas, you swine. You disobeyed my orders by driving your van into the secret base.
But I got a hot car in the van. And the dame Slade kidnapped. I swear I wasn't followed.
Yet someone knew you had Slade's black coupe and that Granada in your van.
But they couldn't, boss.
Listen, you fool. I called the garage last night.
Yeah?
But a strange voice answered. When I asked for you, I was told to wait. Then another voice.
Look, boss, there was nobody there, so help
me. The second voice said he was you. But when he failed to give the password, I hung up.
Say, there was somebody there then.
Quite intelligent of you to realize that.
Now, look. Somebody called me at the lunchroom. They sounded okay. They tried to pump me.
What did you say?
Nothing, so help me.
It was Mandrake.
Mandrake?
Of course. He answered the phone when I called. Then he phoned you to find out where you were going with the van. You probably led Mandrake straight to this hidden base.
Listen. Don't raise that gun. I swear I wasn't followed.
Perhaps we had better search the van first.